Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now I say it. Good morning, Craig. I said good morning earlier and didn't sound right.
I didn't mean it.
That one sounded
I only mean it with you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I said good morning to the crowd earlier in the show, and I thought, that doesn't sound sincere at all. It really wasn't meant to be either.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't.
But now it does.
You pulled it off.
Good morning, Craig. Tanline Tuesday on Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. Check it out. A couple ladies up there already. Really, really nice.
I don't recall.
Like the tan lines.
Actually, I do, but it was some time ago that I worked in a building that had a parking garage.
I've never, actually. It's the nicest place I've ever worked at.
Craig and I were discussing yesterday. We're able to drive faster, now that we're a little more comfortable, faster and faster up to our level of the parking
garage. Yeah, I noticed that, too.
I've been stepping up the speed a little bit every
so
day.
So why? Because there's nobody down there.
No.
So I'm afraid of anybody backing out and hitting anybody.
Now, when we leave here,
I got to slow down.
Right, there are a bunch of guys who have the same philosophy coming right
at you. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I almost hit some dumbass yesterday. It was his fault, not mine.
Yeah, it took me a few days to realize.
Get his hat backwards. She figured out he's a dumbass.
Where we pull in, I'm just getting it out of the way of the mic.
I know you do. I know.
Where we pull in, there's always cars down there in the early morning.
Yeah,
right.
Well, what the hell is going on? And then I realized there's a hotel on the other side.
There is, because I thought a homeless lady, and she was there just making beds, so she wasn't homeless. I apologize.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. There's also an emergency
housekeeping
care.
Was coming in early. I saw him down.
Oh, or guests.
One of those urgent care.
Yeah, but you ain't checking in. Oh, they're leaving maybe, yeah.
But I don't think it's open.
You ain't
early.
Checking in at 6 in the morning. What was that?
There's a little emergency clinic.
Oh, okay.
Right down at the bottom floor.
A good thing.
I thought it might have been some workers there, but the hotel makes more sense.
Yeah, just people staying at the hotel overnight, and that's where their cars are at. I went, oh, okay, that makes sense.
What's up, Craig? What's new in your life? I asked that like it just going to be. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I didn't watch much of the ball game last
we
night. I thought I was going to.
I didn't watch a play. I was out a little bit, then I got home, watched some TV, and I don't like either team, didn't care. I checked the score on my phone once to see if it was close, and it wasn't. So
I kind of wanted both teams to lose.
It's not possible.
Not the point.
But
I didn't watch it, there was no real point.
Gun in the head, I'd rather the Cowboys lose than the Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, because the Eagles suck. When the Eagles were good, I liked when they lost.
Would you settle for a tie?
Yes.
That's about as close as you're going to get.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would have settled for a tie.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nation's largest prosecutor's office is moving to dismiss roughly 60,000 marijuana convictions. The L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon.
I saw this yesterday in reference to the fact that Hinckley's going to be unrestricted. Get out. You're fine. Just don't call Jody Foster and don't shoot Reagan. They had to tell him Reagan was dead. And then and Sirhan might get out. And then somebody mentioned there's a guy in Texas somewhere spending 40 years for a joint. Hinckley shot, first of all, destroyed James Brady's life, almost killed Reagan. And Sirhan killed RFK. And there's a guy in jail right now for joints.
Yeah.
50 years, whatever. Yeah.
So they say this is the latest step. Dismissing marijuana convictions, the latest step to provide thousands of disenfranchised people with long-needed relief.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of this legislation being proposed in Texas. But it's not legal there. It's legal in California now, so they almost have to.
You have to. I think you have to in every state. They won't. Still illegal. So, yeah.
I know that every state that's gone ahead and legalized marijuana has let people out of prison who are in jail for marijuana.
Well, it depends who's in charge. I think there's a lot of people want that to happen. But, you know, you gotta show how tough you are.
Well, there's a lot of people that have some sort of conviction on their record.
From
5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's going to stay on the record forever.
Yep.
Unless they pull something like this and say, okay,
it was weed. Dude, relax.
It was weed. Let's let this go.
Right.
Especially in states where it's legal now.
Right.
Everyone should get amnesty. Anyone busted on any kind of marijuana charge.
Yes. But it kills people, though. Remember that. It kills kids, mainly.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Yeah, well, there might be a lethal dose, but I think you'd have to smoke...
I don't think there is, man. We still haven't heard that yet.
No, I think if you smoke 800 tons in 3 hours, you could die from it.
All right.
Well, even then, not from the marijuana, perhaps just from the smoke.
Right.
Nick's thinking challenge accepted. Although we found that Nick's moderate. He only smokes 4 or 5 times a week.
I don't believe that.
That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
He said something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might even said 3 to 4.
I think he said 3 or 4 times a week.
Push said it was great for monitor, because you had said it was 365.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, he's also getting, he's probably hammered the other nights, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. You're right. There's alcohol involved, too.
Yeah. Well, then certainly you're going to light one up.
Eh, some people are different.
Maybe he forgets.
He said 3 or 4 times. Yeah. Now you got more money than him. Maybe he has, you know.
He's performing in the evening.
You got to hook
sometimes.
Him up, hook a brother up, man.
Maybe he runs out.
Yeah, maybe he does.
Now he does a show out somewhere. He doesn't want to smoke before the show. He doesn't want to smoke before he drives home.
Right.
When he gets home, it's late. He's got to go to bed to be here.
Right.
Yeah, he just ran out of time.
That's probably why.
It's possible.
Yeah. I think about a year and a half in, Nick's realizing this. You have to come in here every day. I think I saw that in him about 6 months ago. He said, this is every day, right?
The shine is worn off.
This is every day. Not as his performance, but his face. He went,
but
this is every day.
He's only gigging on the weekends.
No, he does some weeknight shows.
Oh, hell yeah, he does.
Yes, he does. Yeah. But, you know,
no, but this is a different kind of gig. You don't understand this gig. And we know comedians that walked in there and, you know, they said, how do you do this? Every day?
Yeah. But since he quit the other job.
They sleep in Sunday through Monday.
Some days this is his only job.
Right.
And he's home pretty early.
Nope.
So what are you going to do?
Working now.
Not smoke?
Well, he's got a family. You're an empty nester. You could smoke all damn day.
Yeah, but think if he's got a
pick
show
up the kids.
If he's got a show on a Friday and a Saturday and then maybe one during a week, that's 3 nights right there.
Right.
That he might not smoke.
Yeah.
And the
don't
other four.
Don't shave him. He's still doing 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. Smoke as much or as little as you want, kids.
Not kids.
18-year-old.
Yeah.
Actually, supposed to be 25. Yeah. I think your brain's shot when you're 18. You shouldn't do it at 18, too. They say. That one keeps coming up. And most of the stoners I know smoked a lot younger than that and didn't affect them none. I work with 2 of them.
Yeah, I started.
Well, we don't know if it affected you because we don't know
what
it was like.
You.
We don't know what you'd be like if you didn't smoke weed.
I started the regular weed smoking shortly before my sexual debut.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about this earlier, Craig. They want to get rid of the word virginity somewhere, I don't know, and call it sexual debut, which I think is pompous and crap.
Well,
it doesn't make much
people
sense.
We use the term virgin in a lot of different ways.
Right.
Whether it's snow.
Right.
Right. It just means clean.
That or the first time.
But you see,
it just means the first.
But
it,
you
it's
say
the first time of doing anything.
But you a virgin voyage
or something that you haven't done.
But still, though, you could say I'm a virgin, and that how would you if you're gonna get rid of that word? What do you say if you haven't had sex yet? You can't use that word. I haven't released my sexual debut yet.
See,
I
believe
makes no sense.
The proper term is pop the cherry.
There you go.
That's what you say.
My cherry hasn't been popped yet.
If only that were true.
Yeah, that's dust now.
Hey, it's your anniversary today. Don't forget.
Oh, Al, thank you.
Oh, it is.
Oh, maybe I'll get my cherry pop today.
Maybe.
I thought that's what buying the hotel room was about.
It was, actually, yeah.
Maybe.
I can scream in a hotel room. I tough to scream at the house. Ryder's still there.
Well, yeah, at the hotel room, it's just people you don't know that hear you.
Exactly.
At your home, it's your children.
Yeah. Well, one's there now, one's at school, so.
Whatever. Yeah. Somebody's kids.
Did you make your pagan debut?
That's also
that's
dust.
That's what you can do.
That's also dust.
Really?
No, I haven't tried that yet. I haven't tried that yet. I'm sure my wife would do it, though.
Right. Implying that you...
I'm sure my wife would do it, but not a full-size one.
Out of anger.
One.
The office.
Yeah.
She might not be gentle.
Only because she hates you.
So the answer's
I think all sex is out of anger with her.
The answer's
happy
no.
anniversary, honey.
Thank
love
God
you.
She hates you.
Exactly.
It's not no, then, huh?
No. We've talked about that before. You know,
oh,
or
sure.
Or that. So that's not really pagan.
Or that.
No, that would be pagan.
Well.
That was a fist push put up out there.
There's something to be said for easing into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might like it.
I got no problem with that, I wouldn't think.
I think you would.
Yeah, but I'm not going to bring home a big strap on and say, honey, this is for you. For me.
To give to me.
Yeah. And when I say for you,
happy
I mean
anniversary,
for me.
Baby. That's great. I'll play this part of the podcast for today because she loves hearing the podcast.
I bet.
What you guys talk about this morning? Want to hear the podcast? Sure.
How about you, Peggy?
Never been said.
Johnny Ramone's
What happened to our pig chick, man? She didn't call back in a couple years, seems like.
Yeah, I think maybe she was trying to, slow
tamp down,
slow
the pagan
down the traffic.
Right. Or maybe she found just a guy she loves and doesn't want to peg anybody else. That's her and somebody else broke up, right?
No, they're still together? Nope.
Oh.
Yep, you're good. They're good.
All right, sorry about that. That guy still calls. I like that dude.
Well, we need a chick who pegs listeners now.
Yeah.
That position is open.
Yeah. A chick push. No, he raised his hand out there.
Well, you say it, and I'm going to start getting calls. Somebody will raise their
hand. No, I mean, you raise your hand.
No.
We need a chick to peg people. You, that's just butt sex. All right, move on.
Johnny Ramone's guitar.
Yes, it was on for sale, right? The one he played.
Number one guitar.
Played for like 10, 12 years for that.
And with all the albums and all the shows from 77 to...
That's pretty famous guitar,
yeah,
right?
In the 90s.
Yeah.
What sort of guitar is it?
It was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitar.
Yeah.
Sold back in 1977 is when Johnny Ramone bought it.
Any live shot of Ramone since 77, you see him with him.
Right. Yeah. It was used at almost 2,000 shows over nearly 20 years. It sold over the weekend for more than $937,000.
Yeah, I know. He has a lot of celebrity friends that were really rich. I know that he hung out with Johnny Depp. He hung out with Nicolas Cage when he was still alive. They both loved him. But if it's your best friends, you might not buy his guitar, but you might,
Well, in this case.
Who bought it?
A long time ago, he sold it to his friend Daniel Ray after the Ramones broke up.
Okay.
And, then it stayed at the same place for a while, and then this person is selling it again.
Put about 10 kids through college with that?
At least, yeah.
Good for him.
Depends on where you go.
Yeah, true.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All San Antonio Spurs players are vaccinated against the coronavirus.
They have a smart coach. Now, that doesn't mean, because a lot of smart coaches out there that can't talk to players into getting it done.
Is that
but there's also a lot of anti-vax coaches out there, too.
Are there?
We got one down the road, sure.
College.
I was just thinking
NBA. I'm in college.
I'm thinking NBA.
No.
Most of the guys in the NBA.
And the NFL has to have them. If you're a coach or a staff member, you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the guard Lonnie Walker with the Spurs, Lonnie Walker IV, said he did a lot of research.
Oh, Jesus.
Including talking with doctors.
Oh, God. I'm so dumb.
To determine what was best for his family and teammates before he got the shot. So he looked into it.
Oh,
he did his own research.
Man,
he talked to doctors, and he said he got the shot.
Okay.
That's still, to me, that I don't even like that. That at this point in the shot, somebody's doing their research. When, I don't know, couple hundred million since May.
I'm curious what research they do.
Right. Nothing. Yeah. Well, it's Google.
I'm curious
what research
they do. And have they been so sequestered that they've heard none of this?
No. They think they're smarter.
This is brand new to them.
They think they're smarter than millions of us.
There's a virus going around. Yeah.
That's for a year and a half.
There's,
it's killed 650,000 people.
I might be able to take a shot and not get it. I better look into that.
Right.
It's the first I've heard of it.
That, thank you, Craig.
I need to look into this.
It's infuriating. So even reporting on people doing their own research, not your fault.
Of course.
It causes us rap, not like that. But yeah, it's just lame.
You're right. What is this thing, and what can we do about it?
Well, I haven't paid attention
to it. Where can I find any information about this virus thing floating around?
I'm not even going to do my research.
I'm not even patting him on the back for getting it. Screw the guy. After saying that...
Well, his research is talking to his doctor. I'll give you that.
He didn't say that.
It included.
It said he
included. No, he did a bunch of research.
Including.
No, he could have talked to his doctor.
I'm curious what his research
ago,
was.
Bush, 8 months
sure
ago.
It included a couple of YouTube videos.
Of course it did.
Because, you know, you got to get the other point of view.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just saying talking to an actual medical professional is a good thing.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's a good thing.
But I'm not patting this guy on the back. Screw the guy.
You know what? You could probably just
stop
there.
My own research is just lame. Go to medical school. I'm going to Google COVID. First article I said.
Maybe they've heard of it.
Yeah. It's done.
I'm tired of the overuse. The wrong use of the word research.
Yeah, me too. That is.
There's
the wrong
a difference
word.
Between yeah. research right. and Googling right. something, looking something up.
Help your fellow man, you fake Christers. Plenty of them out there.
Absolutely.
Help your fellow man, and that's been isn't that a teaching of Jesus, Craig?
Yeah, you right. are your brother's keeper.
Yeah, well,
the
tell
answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, right.
The answer to the question, am I my brother's keeper, is yes, you stupid moron.
Right.
All right. Listen to the Reverend.
From the Bible, it said stupid moron. I think that was first edition.
I think it was first edition.
I think they took out the stupid moron for the second group. Your dad told me.
Well, they took out moron for the second group, took out stupid for the third.
Yeah, there's a third edition. Okay, got it.
Well, there's four.
Oh, okay, that's
good. Yeah, so now neither of those are in there.
Got it. Right. You stupid. When did they take this part out here?
You stupid son of a bitch!
They shouldn't have.
No, stupid son of a bitch should stay in there.
I think that might not have made it to the first.
Right.
The first cut. FBI reporting an increase in violent crime for the first time in 4 years.
That's because we're all out. You can stab people now.
Oh, yeah.
COVID,
there was a lot of people who were afraid to stab somebody during COVID because they might get COVID.
They might get sick.
More than a 5% increase.
That's a joke, but that's true.
Now they're out stabbing again.
If we're all stuck inside for a year, crime's going to go up the next year.
That shows you things are returning to normal.
That's it.
We're back to stabbing.
Right.
Murders and non-negligent manslaughter crimes saw a dramatic increase of nearly 30%.
It reminds me, old friend of ours, old comedian friend of ours years ago, Carl Banks, had this great bit. We talked about drive-by shootings when it's snowing because they just go away.
Yeah.
And he's in a car and he goes, hey, man, there he is. Bang, bang, bang. Zoom, zoom. You can't go anywhere. And so, of course, violent crime's going to be not around because this is going to be like, thanks, Biden. You know, we're going to hear that. Violent crime's not going to be around when nobody is out.
Okay. We did hear thanks, Biden, about this.
Oh, I'm sure we did.
From Kaylee McEnany.
Oh, what
you remember
say?
Her?
Oh, yeah. She's horrible, yeah.
Yeah.
And dumb blonde, right?
Yeah. Right. And these numbers end during the Trump administration.
Okay.
And she said, thanks, Biden.
Yep.
And these are Trump numbers.
She's dumber than we thought. Well, I've read about, she's had to delete like 15 tweets in a couple years.
Yeah.
Now she's just completely wrong.
Now then, this is not a Trump thing.
No, it's not.
It's not a Biden thing either. That's
violence.
The point.
It's just violence.
Right. Right. It's not a Biden thing is the point
right,
here.
Right.
It's not a Trump thing. It's not a Biden thing.
No, it's not.
It's a COVID
it's
thing.
A COVID
and
thing.
I imagine a lot of us, if we were all stuck in a freaking room together, more of us than we realized would turn murderous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody take one. You sleep with one eye open around me, Craig. Well, you always did.
Well,
that wasn't because of stab. Well, it wasn't because of stabbing, but
wasn't the eye not with a knife. Face.
And that's not a pillow you're gripping. Right.
Was it the eye on my face? I like that.
Do you?
I like that. Yeah. Was it my face eye?
And my face eye.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter. Open your eyes for that. At TNT Radio Empire. Going back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.